as a parent or anyone around kids, hey, don't take candy from strangers. Don't follow anyone. Don't get in someone's car. This is what he did. Lured them with candy, Barbie dolls, toys, and abused these kids horrifically. Horrifically. He was given 3 consecutive terms, 20-year terms. He should have been in prison the rest of his life. Unfortunately, in 2020, a bill was passed that made folks eligible for parole as early as 50 years of age once they serve 20 years, so he qualifies. He's 64 years old. I'm 62. That is dead wrong. These children, he ruined their lives. And now he's eligible. And the damage he's done, he stole their childhoods. And my issue is the parole board. I read the reports. They're horrific. You've seen some of the things he did. There's no explanation. You can't explain it away. There are some folks that deserve a second chance in life. Someone that does these type of things, they don't deserve a second chance in life. What are we coming to as a society here in California that it's okay with this, to let him out? A judge in Sacramento described him, and I'll say this, as the monster parents fear most. Yet today, the parole board decided he is suitable for release. We can't have this. It's got to change. And in California, it's battle after battle when it comes to our children. A few years ago, we're fighting human trafficking of a child. That wasn't a violent felony. Had to fight to get it passed. They got it passed. Now we're dealing with mental health aversion. You can kill your 1-year-old infant and get your record expunged and go work with other kids. What in the hell is going on in California?